Hello again, music lovers. This is Jerry Osborne. In addition to the music of an individual year, we sometimes focus on a special theme. This is one of those shows.
Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give us a room with a view of the beautiful Rhine. Give me a mighty old creek in Texas any old time. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse. We get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. We get hoss and pepper and black pumpernickel for chow. I blow my next month's pay for a slice of Texas cow. We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march.
March!
We like to be heroes, but all that we do here is march.
March!
And they don't give the Purple Heart for a fallen arch. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. I'm a GI. The Fräuleins are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. The Fräuleins are pretty as flowers, but we can't make a pass. Cause they're all bad signs, that's keeping the air off the grass. I got those 1, 2, 3, 4 occupation GI blues. From my GI head to the heels of my GI shoes. And if I don't go stateside soon, I'm gonna blow my fuse.
Occupation GI blues.
Occupation GI blues.
Occupation GI blues.
Ready. In case you haven't checked the calendar, this is November 11th, and it's also Veterans Day. And we kick it off with Elvis and G.I. Blues, one of the most famous soldiers of all time. And we keep it going with another G.I. tune. This time it's G.I. Jive by Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five.
PFC to CPL, SGT the LT, CP the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a G.I. Jive, man alive. Starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a G.I. jive. Rudely toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot, after you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read, if you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T, but if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the MP makes you KP on the QT. It's just a G.I. jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, haul on your bunk, clunk. Thank you. tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're BFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you KP on the QT. Then you go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the GI Jive.
Two songs that both begin with GI. We had GI Blues from 1960 and GI Jive from 1944. And I'm Jerry Osborne on KPTZ with our Veterans Day salute. And now we turn our attention to the War of 1812. It was the Americans versus the British, and one of the most famous skirmishes during that war was the Battle of New Orleans. And it was made even more famous in 1959 by Johnny Horton.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down, so we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind, and when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
One thing I have noticed over the years is I've got a pretty intelligent audience when it comes to the music of the Golden Age. But what I'm about to play may be something that is not even well known among the scholars in our audience, and that is that the British, mainly the BBC, wasn't too crazy about playing a song commemorating a battle in which they came up on the short end. So by rewriting the lyrics so that the British came out victorious, then they could play the record in the UK, and everybody there would be happy with the outcome, despite the fact that that's not really what happened. Nowadays, they would call something like that the alternative truth. Once again, it's Johnny Horton.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Pakenham up the Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met the bloomin' rebels in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked up the river and we see the rebels come, while we had at least 100 of us beating on the drum. We stepped so high and we made our bugles ring, while they stood beside their cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said they could take us by surprise if they didn't fire their muskets till they looked us in the eye. They held their fire till they seed our faces well. Then they opened up their squirrel guns and really gave us well. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran him down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. They fired their cannon till the barrel melted down. So they grabbed an alligator and they fought another round. They filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. When they touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the rebels kept on coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch him. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
All of the music this hour will be inspired in one way or another by those who fought for our country, as well as those who remained on the home front and waited for their soldiers and sailors to return. Navy Blue on the part of Diane Renee, and that's from 1963, and this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ with our Veterans Day salute, which now makes a quick visit to 1961, and a big hit for the actor-singer Rex Allen, and he says, come on, Marines, let's go, and he's leading the charge.
Some history out on the battle line.
Now he was a sergeant in command, McCaffrey was his name. A mighty wild and reckless man who fought his way to fame. He loved the call of battle and no matter where or when. Now he could be heard for miles around calling to his men.
Hear him call, let's go, come on Marines, let's go. Hit the deck, leather neck, fall in line. Hear him call, let's go, come on Marines, let's go. We're going to make some history out on the battle line.
From sunny California to the beach at Anzio, from beautiful Manila to the gates of Tokyo, he fought in every battle from the start up to the end, and he was
was always out in front, a calling to his men.
Hear him call, let's go, come on, Marines, let's go. Hit the deck, leather neck, fall in line, double time. Hear him call, let's go, come on, Marines, let's go. We're going to make some history out on the battle line. Hear him call, let's go, come on, Marines, let's go. Hit the deck, leather neck, fall in line, double time. Hear him call, let's go, come on, Marines, let's go. We're going to make some history out on the battle line. We're going to make some history out on the battle line. We're going to make some history out on the battle line.
Hit the deck, leather neck. Come on, Marines, let's go. Let's remain in 1961 here for a few minutes. There's a fellow named Fred Darien who had only two hits to his credit as a singer, and they both came out in 1961. And they're two great songs about two totally different battles, and I think you'll know by the lyrics which is which. The first action takes place in July of 63, and I don't mean 1963.
On July 3rd in 63, I was a corporal with the infantry, and I left my home in Tennessee, for I must follow General Lee. This was the Battle of Gettysburg, where a sea of soldiers did converge. Bayonets, I heard them say, and now the charge was on its way. I shouted loud a rebel yell, and the sky was filled with cannon shell. And a voice cried out, "My God, it's hell!" This was the Battle of Gettysburg. Front fell to his knees, and I heard him cry, "Come to me, please." I held him gently and laid him down, and he looked at me from that battleground. Then from the cap I saw a curl, my very soul, this was a girl. She held her side and said to me, "If I must die, then let it be. My love lies dead, I know not where, but now I pray I'd join him there." Then she smiled and touched my face, closed her eyes and left this place. My eyes were filled with bitter tears as sounds of dying filled my ears. I said, "Oh Lord," and raised my hand, "I'll never hate another man." This was the Battle of Gettysburg. I yelled to Lee and General Meade to stop the cannon and concede, but no one heard, the words were gone. A sergeant said, "Get up, push on." This was the Battle of Gettysburg. I shouted loud a rebel yell, and the sky was filled with cannon shell. And a voice cried out, "My God, it's hell!" This was the Battle of Gettysburg. Yes, this was the Battle of Gettysburg. This was the Battle of Gettysburg. Yes, this was the Battle of Gettysburg.
Music, that's our middle name.
Johnny Willow was a soldier in the U.S. infantry, and they sent him off to battle in 1943. Now Johnny had a girl back home, her name was Jenny May, and he made a solemn promise that he'd write to her each day. Was early Monday morning and the sun began to shine, and Johnny thought he'd rest a while and dropped his girl a line. He took his pen and he began to write, "My dearest darling May." Then a shot rang out and he turned around and he heard somebody say, "The enemies are coming up the hill, 10,000 if there's one. A meaner bunch you've never seen, come on, we'd better run." But Johnny jumped up to his feet, he held the letter tight. "Come on, you dog-faced soldiers, we're gonna stay and fight." Well, he dropped his pen and he grabbed his gun and he said, "I'll show you how to get him on a run." Then he started in a yelling and a shooting down a hill. "Come on, you men, just fire at will. I'm gonna keep the promise that I made to Jenny May. You can bet I'll finish this letter and I'll finish it today." Well, the bullets were coming from as far as you could see. The hill was alive with a charging enemy. But Johnny kept a shooting and a yelling just the same. The more he kept a shooting, well, the more and more they came. Then he looked down at the letter he still held in his hand and he said,
said we won't move back an inch, we're gonna make a stand. Well, he looked around and his heart did pound when he saw his regiment a holding ground. Old Glory was a flying and a waving in a breeze. Ain't never been an enemy to bring it to an ease, and we ain't gonna let it happen, not now or evermore. Besides, I've got a letter to write and mail it out by four. Well, the cannon was a booming and the mortars were zooming, and it looked like the 4th of July. And the hill was a burning, but the battle it was turning, cause I heard Johnny yell us do or die. Now the regiment stepped forward, some hung their heads to pray. Then Johnny held his gun up high, and the charge was on its way. Well, he ran down the hill just a shooting and a yelling, and a mowing down the enemy as fast as I'm a telling, like a river over rapids just a flowing and a going, while the drummer was a drumming and the bugle was a blowing, till the enemy was defeated. And they ran with all their might from the brave young man with a letter in his hand and a carbine in his right. Well, Johnny is a hero, Johnny is a hero, the regiment exclaimed, cause he led the way and he saved the day, and he won for him this fame of a soldier without equal in the U.S. infantry. And it's men like Johnny Willow that'll keep our country free.
Two in a row from Fred Darien, The Battle of Gettysburg and Johnny Willow. And next to be honored on our Veterans Day show is Private Wilson White. And Marty Robbins has that story.
Private Wilson White, America is proud tonight. Proud to claim you for their hero, Private White. On a battlefield one day, in a land so far away, mid the rattle of machine guns, in the dawn's first golden light, 20 men lay close to death, 19 of them held their breath, while one volunteered to save them, volunteered to give his life. Private Wilson White, America is proud tonight, proud to claim you for their hero, Private White. 19 lives he meant to save, not one backward glance he gave, as he yelled for God and country, through an open field he ran. But the enemy had seen, and they understood his scheme, and the fire from their machine guns knocked the rifle from his hand. Private Wilson White, America is proud tonight, proud to claim you for their hero, Private White. 7 bullets found their mark, 7 bullets near the heart, and the force of 7 bullets knocked the soldier to the ground. But his promise he must keep, and he staggered to his feet, ran toward the 4 machine guns that pinned the soldiers down. Private Wilson White, America is proud tonight, proud to claim you for their hero, Private White. Bullets flying everywhere, smoke and gunfire filled the air, onward ran the wounded soldier to keep the vow he made. Nearly dead but deep within was the strength to pull the pin. As he yelled, "I die for freedom," he threw the hand grenade. Private Wilson White, America is proud tonight, proud to claim you for their hero, Private White.
Marty Robbins with the story of a bona fide hero, Private Wilson White. And that's the first of two from 1966. For the second, we have a shout out to those who wear the green beret, sung by one who really did, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the green beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the green beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the green beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the green beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her green beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
1 year earlier, meaning 1965, Glen Campbell had a big hit with a song originally recorded and written by Donovan. It's the Universal Soldier.
He's 5'2" and he's 64. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist, a Baptist, and a Jew. He knows he shouldn't kill, but he knows he always will kill you, my friend, for me and me for you. He's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. He's fighting for the Russians and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks he'll put an end to war that way. He's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the rest, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how could Hitler have condemned him at the cow? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. Yes, he's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from him and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war.
Because this is our Veterans Day show, I wanted whoever is going to do our celebrity station break to be a veteran. Fortunately, I found a good one with the great Freddie Hart. When he was just 15, Freddie lied about his age so that he could join the Marine Corps. And he went in the midst of World War II. And in no time, he was facing combat and action on Guam and Iwo Jima. So I'm mighty proud to welcome Freddie Hart to the show.
Hello there, this is Freddie Hart. You're listening to Radio KPTZ in Fort Townsend. When Jerry asked me to be a part of his show, I couldn't say no. I'm so very happy and proud to be on the show here with Jerry, a very dear friend of mine.
It really saddens me to have to say that on October 27th, shortly after that telephone call that you just heard, Freddie Hart passed away at his home in Burbank, California. He was 91. Rest in peace, my friend. Our next tune was written by Henry Mancini for a 1963 movie titled Soldier in the Rain. But it wasn't until 1977 when England Dan and John Ford Coley recorded this beautiful tune, and now we can enjoy it.
Morning clouds are gathering around as I stand on the bridge of the river. Years have gone since I was here, and I'm wondering how I differ. Taxi cabs keep rolling by, and a blind man asks for change. And here I stand, a soldier in the rain. Coming home was all I thought of, seeing my family and friends. They say love knows no distance, but the longing never ends. And all along these dreams I possess, my heart never were too plain. And here I stand, a soldier in the rain.
Dan and JFC. And I mentioned the movie Soldier in the Rain. Some of you may not remember it, but it starred two of the greatest actors of the era, Jackie Gleason and Steve McQueen. And don't forget about Tuesday Weld. And this is Jerry right here on KPTZ. And with a little bit of help from Johnny Horton, we're going to revisit the Battle of Bull Run.
The sun shone bright and clear that day. We all left Washington to lick the rebel boys in gray at the Battle of Bull Run. They came from Pennsylvania and some from Maryland to see the rebel boys get spanked by Honest Abe's broad hand. We said we'll run 'em to Atlanta and to Galveston Bay, but they ran us back to Washington, Philadelphia, and Philadelphia. The ladies wore their brightest shawls, the gentlemen were gay. They came to see their Yankee boys with old Virginia. I held my mama's hand and skipped when a soldier said to me, would you rather have Jeff Davis' hat or the sword of Bobby Lee? We said we'll run 'em to Atlanta and to Galveston Bay, but they ran us back to Washington and Philadelphia and Philadelphia. And then the general doffed his hat and said, let's rest a spell. And for the first time we all heard that awful rebel yell. Waters of Manassas Creek became a ruby red, and many a Rip and Yankee boy lay in the willows dead. We said we'll run 'em to Atlanta and to Galveston Bay, but they run us back to Washington and Philadelphia and Philadelphia. A fight locked in the chest of time, too horrible to tell. Virginia's cool green countryside became a lake of hell. Don't count your chicks before they're hatched, or you work until it's done. Remember, yes, remember long, the Battle of Bull Run.
We said we'll run them to Atlanta
and to Galveston Bay.
But they ran us back to Washington and Philadelphia and Philadelphia.
War music.
From 1962, the Shirelles, and Soldier Boy, that turned out to be a gold record for them. But there was another Soldier Boy 2 years earlier that also turned out to be a gold record, this time from the just released from the Army, Sergeant Elvis Presley.
Soldier Boy, was meant for only you. Soldier boy, tell me why do you cry? When you return, she'll rush to your side. It's written in the blue that she was meant for only.
So prove your love is true. She'll be there to say I do. And if you go see your land, she'll make you understand.
Did you know that Merle Haggard had over 100 charted hits? And did you know that one of them from 1971 is The Soldier's Last Letter? And it was written under extremely difficult circumstances.
I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold if it isn't so neat. The way that you did when I was a kid, and I'd come home with mud on my feet. The captain just gave us our orders, and Mom, we will carry them through. And I'll finish this letter the first chance I get, but for now I'll just say I love you. Then the mother's old hands began to tremble, and she fought against tears in her eyes, but they came unashamed, for there was no name, and she knew that her soldier had died. Then the mother knelt down by her bedside, and she prayed, Lord above, hear my plea, and protect all the sons who are fighting tonight. And dear God, keep America free. I'm writing this down in a trench, Mom. Don't scold.
A mighty thoughtful gesture for that soldier to make his last letter one to Mama. And this is Jerry Osborne on KPTZ, having a very good time saluting soldiers on Veterans Day. And now it's time for the soldiers to get a little bit happy. And that means rising up the bow and sing a little tune called Soldier's Joy. And leading the merriment is Hawkshaw Hawkins.
Some continental soldiers on a bivouac were playing stud poker in a mountain shack. But every vigilante threw down his hands when the captain of the guard gave the sharp command. Old Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up your bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass the jug around to Corporal McCoy. We're gonna have a tune called Soldier's Joy. The girls in Boston are dancing tonight. The god darn redcoats are holding them tight. When we get there, we'll show them how. But that ain't a-doing us no good now. Oh, Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up the bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass your jug around to Corporal McCoy. We're gonna have a tune called Soldier's Joy. There goes General Washington. He's got his horse in a sweeping run. The barefoot boys are begging to fight. We're going across the Delaware River tonight. Oh, Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up the bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're going to have a show. Billy, pass the jug around to Corporal McCoy. We're going to have a tune called Soldier's Joy. Oh, Burgoyne in the wilderness,
got his army in an awful mess. The farmers got mad at the British and the Huns, and they captured 10,000 of the son of a guns. Old Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up the bow. Johnny, turn the banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass the jug around to Corporal McCoy. We're gonna have a tune called Soldier's Joy. John Paul Jones in an old tin can scoured the ocean like a fighting man. The British said, Paul, are you ready to strike? And Paul said, I'm just beginning to fight. Old Jimmy, get your fiddle out and rosin up your bow. Johnny, turn your banjo up, we're gonna have a show. Billy, pass the jug around to Corporal McCoy. We're gonna have a tune called Soldier's Joy.
All you need is a banjo and a fiddle and a jug to pass around, and that adds up to a soldier's joy. That's from 1959. And now we jump ahead to 1964, and that was when Johnny Cash sang The Ballad of Ira Hayes, and it's based on a true story.
Ira Hayes, Ira Hayes, call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Gather round me, people, there's a story I would tell about a brave young Indian you should remember well. From the land of the Pima Indian, a proud and noble band who farmed the Phoenix Valley in Arizona land. Down the ditches a thousand years, the waters grew Ira's people's crops, till the white man stole their water rights and the sparkling water stopped. Now Ira's folks were hungry, and their land grew crops of weeds. When war came, Ira volunteered and forgot the white man's greed. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. There they battled up Iwo Jima Hill, 250 men, but only 27 lived to walk back down again. And when the fight was over, and Old Glory raised, among the men who held it high was the Indian, Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Ira Hayes returned the hero, celebrated through the land. He was wined and speeched and honored. Everybody shook his hand. But he was just a Pima Indian. No water, no home, no chance. At home, nobody cared what Ira done. And when did the Indians dance? Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Then Ira started drinking hard. Jail was often his home. They let him raise the flag and lower it like you'd throw a dog a bone. He died drunk early one morning, alone in the land he fought to save. 2 inches of water in a lonely ditch was a grave for Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes, he won't answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian, nor the Marine that went to war. Yeah, call him drunken Ira Hayes, but his land is just as dry, and his ghost is lying thirsty in the ditch where Ira died.
His name was Ira Hamilton Hayes, and not mentioned in the song is that he was one of the 6 United States Marines immortalized in that iconic photo when they were raising the flag over Mount Suribachi on Iwo Jima. Now here's another WW2 hit song that is also based on facts, and once again it's Johnny Horton, and he'll tell you the story.
1941, the war had just begun. The Germans had the biggest ship that had the biggest guns. The Bismarck was the fastest ship that ever sailed the sea. On her decks were guns as big as steers and shells as big as trees. Out of the cold and foggy night came the British ship, the Hood. And every British seaman, he knew and understood. They had to sink the Bismarck, the terror of the sea. Stop those guns as big as steers and those shells as big as trees. We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The Hood found the Bismarck, and on that fatal day,
the Bismarck started firing 15 miles away. We gotta sink the Bismarck, was the battle sound.
But when the smoke had cleared away, the mighty Hood went down. For 6 long days and weary nights, they tried to find her trail.
Churchill told the people, put every ship a sail. Cause somewhere on that ocean, I know she's gotta be.
We gotta sink the Bismarck to the bottom of the sea. We find that German battleship that's making such a fuss. We gotta sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
Hit the decks a running, boys, and spin those guns around.
When we find the Bismarck, we gotta cut her down. The fog was gone the seventh day, and they saw the morning sun.
10 hours away from homeland, the Bismarck made its run. The admiral of the British fleet said, turn those bows around.
We found that German battleship, and we're gonna cut her down. The British guns were aimed, and the shells were coming fast.
The first shell hit the Bismarck, they knew she couldn't last. That mighty German battleship is just a memory.
Sink the Bismarck was the battle cry that shook the seven seas. We found that German battleship a-making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around. Yeah, we found that mighty Bismarck and we had to cut her down.
We found that German battleship a-making such a fuss. We had to sink the Bismarck, cause the world depends on us.
We hit the deck a-running and we spun those guns around.
We found that mighty Bismarck and then we cut her down.
Finally, they did sink the Bismarck, and that was a smash hit in 1960. And Johnny Horton provided us with 3 songs on our Veterans Day salute: The Battle of New Orleans, The Battle of Bull Run, and Sink the Bismarck. Now, I hope you don't mind if I squeeze in one more song that is also based on a true story. This one is from 1962, and it's Jimmy Dean with the story of the PT-109.
In 43, they put to sea 13 men and Kennedy aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. 2 were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire and a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow.
Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man.
Mahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea.
smoke and fire upon the sea. Everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks. Braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on, which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John. Big John. The ending, of course, is a shout-out to his 1961 hit, Big Bad John. Also in 1962 was when Marvin Gaye had his first charted hit, and that was Stubborn Kinda Fella. And that has nothing to do with Veterans Day, but his record right before that, which was not a hit, is the one I'm using to close the show. The title of it is Soldier's Plea. And unless you're a Marvin Gaye collector, there's a good chance you've never heard it. Thanks for joining us today, and remember that I do 2 different shows every week, Sunday at 2 and Wednesday at 7. Now, about that soldier's plea.
While I'm away, darling, I hope you'll think of me. Remember, I'm over here fighting to keep us free. Just be my little girl and always be true. And I'll be a faithful soldier boy to you. They say I'm now a man and should be stout at heart. But I don't think I'll make it, dear, if you don't play your part. Just say you'll be my girl and always be true, and I'll be a faithful soldier boy to you. We all must do our share, and darling, I don't mind. The only thing that's grieving me is leaving you behind. Just say you'll be my girl and always be true, and I'll be a loving soldier boy, I'll be a faithful soldier boy.